耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no one come to the Father but through me.
我们在读耶利米书六章十六节。
Return to Jeremiah chapter 6.
耶利米书六章十六节。
The book of Jeremiah, chapter 6, verse 16.
如果可能，我们中文的弟兄姊妹，我们同声来读。
And read in Chinese first.
耶和华如此说，
你们当站在路上查看，访问古道，
哪是善道，便行在其间，这样你们心里必得安息。我们就读这么多。我们请英文读。
We read it in English together, Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. This is what the Lord says, Stand at the crossroads and look, ask for the ancient paths, ask where the good way is, and walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls.
我们在读出埃及记三十三章第十三节。
We turn to Exodus chapter 33, verse 3.
出埃及记三十三章第十三节。
Exodus chapter 33 verse 13.
这是摩西在神面前的祷告。
This is the Moses prayer before the Lord.
我如今若在你眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你，好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
If you are pleased with me, teach me your ways so I may know you and continue to find favor with you. Remember that this nation is your people.
诗篇二十五篇。
Psalm chapter 25.
这一篇诗是大卫写的，也是他的祷告。
And this is written by David, also his prayer.
第四节。
Chapter 25, verse 4.
耶和华，求你将你的道指示我，将你的路教训我。
Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths.
我们在读第八节。
Verse 8, the same chapter.
耶和华是良善正直的，所以他必指示罪人走正路。第八节。
God, a good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways.
第九节。
Verse 9.
他必按公平引领谦卑人，将他的道教训他们。
He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way.
第十二节。
Verse 12.
谁敬畏耶和华，耶和华必指示他当选择的道路。
Who then is the man that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him.
昨天早晨我们和弟兄姊妹交通到主耶稣是我们的道路。
Yesterday we have shared that Jesus is our way.
好，我们讲到主耶稣在十字架上，他是神的羔羊，为我们除去了一切的罪孽。
We talk about yesterday, Jesus on the cross being the Lamb of God to take away the sins, our sins.
是神和人中间那罪的阻隔完全被打通了。
The sin that is between God and us is totally taken away.
不仅如此。
Not only that.
主耶稣复活升天得着了荣耀。
When Jesus resurrected and received glory.
所以父就将所应许给亚伯拉罕的那个福，就是圣灵赐给得荣耀的人子基督。
So God had given the glory that His promise in Abraham given to Jesus.
神就立他为主为基督，他是受膏者。
So God had given him a status of Lord.
我们主耶稣基督呢，就将所从父所领受的圣灵浇灌下来。
So Jesus received the Holy Spirit from God and poured down on us.
他是那一位用圣灵给我们施浸的。
He's the one who baptized us with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了， 就把生命带来了。
When the Holy Spirit comes, it brings life with him.
圣灵来了，就把真理带来了。
So when the Holy Spirit comes, he also brings us the truth.
圣灵来了，就把我们带进了实际的里面。
And the Holy Spirit comes, he will bring us into all reality.
不然我们所有对圣、对父的讲论都是道理而已。
Or else, everything we talk about the knowledge of God is just knowledge only.
主耶稣所做过、所说过一切的事情都不过是历史而已。
All that Jesus has spoken is just history.
但是当圣灵来了，就把主所做成的一切，他的实际带到每一个相信、接受的人那里。
But when the Holy Spirit comes, He will bring all that Jesus accomplished, all the reality, He bring it to the believers.
是讲到主耶稣，他成为我们的道路。
So this is talking how Jesus becomes our way.
他在十字架上为我们成了咒诅。
On the cross, Jesus became our curse.
所以罪所带来的咒诅就被挪去了。
So it removed all the curse of sin.
这是消极的一面。
This is the negative side.
但是积极的一面，他把天带到地上来。
Positively, he brought heaven down to earth.
那就是圣灵降临。
This is talking about the coming of the Holy Spirit.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，第二面呢，我们看见今天我们每天的生活。
Secondly, we look at our daily living.
主耶稣成为地和天中间的那个梯子。
He became the ladder between earth and heaven.
我们要感谢主，当我们思想基督的时候。弟兄姊妹，就是我们在与天交通的时候。
So every time when we think about the Lord, and this is a fellowship between heaven and earth.
我们知道圣灵来了是为耶稣基督做见证的。
We know the Holy Spirit comes to testify about the Lord.
先是在我们这些信的人身上见证他是又真又活并且爱我们的主。
First, it testifies in our lives that He is the God that loves us.
见证他是那位昨日、今日、直到永远都不改变的主。
He testified that He is the one who never changed. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
这是我们可以实际经历的。
This is something actually we can experience.
当我们经历了，我们也为主耶稣做见证。
After we experience, we also testify for His truth.
这是我们看见主耶稣是那个天梯。
So here we see Jesus is the ladder of heaven.
我们的主把天的交通带到地上来。
He brought the fellowship of heaven down to earth.
也把我们的需要带到天上去。
Also bring our needs from earth to heaven.
主耶稣成为我们的到父那里去的道路。
He became the way where we can go to the Father.
那么我们今天在实际的生活和侍奉上。
In everyday life and our ministry.
怎么样叫做我们以耶稣基督做道路呢？
How can we take Jesus as our way?
好，我昨天稍微讲到一点，我两个礼拜前遇见一位爱主的年轻弟兄。
Yesterday I mentioned about a few weeks ago I had met a brother who loves the Lord.
他直接的就问我，他说：“伯弟兄，我们都知道耶稣是道路，但你能不能讲的具体一点，在实际的生活和意念上面，主耶稣怎么做我的道路？”
So he said that we know that Jesus is our way, but can you be more concrete of how Jesus can be our way?
啊，所以昨天我结束的时候稍微讲到一点，当主耶稣做我们道路的时候，我们是一个走生命道路的人。
Yesterday had mentioned that when Jesus is our way, we are walking on the way of life.
这是马太福音第七章第十三、第十四节讲的。
And recorded in Matthew chapter 7 verse 13 to 14.
这条生命的道路有六方面的表现。
This way of life has six manifestations.
我今天早上复习一下，快快的讲。第一个是窄路。
First is a narrow way.
好，我们信主以后呢，若是我们要跟随主，我们越被主的爱摸着，我们的心胸就越宽大。
So that as we believe, as we are being touched by the Lord, our heart become broadened.
凡是主所爱的，也是我们所爱的。
Whatever the Lord loves, we will love also.
凡是主所接纳的、所拯救的，也是我们所接纳的。
Whoever being accepted by the Lord and being saved, those are the one we should accept also.
所以你我呢，我们没有我们没有理由呢，自己去拣选谁做我的弟兄，谁做我的我们的同伴。
We have no reason to choose for ourselves who will be our brother, who will be our companion.
这是主为我们安排的。
Because the Lord already arranged that for us.
所以有的时候我们虽然不喜欢呢，我们要感谢赞美主。
Although sometimes we don't like it.
这是心胸宽大。
But we thank the Lord because our heart is being broadened.
但是我们一起生活，我们侍奉的时候，我们的脚步是走窄路的，这是主讲的。
As we live and minister before the Lord, we take this narrow path, as the Lord has said.
主说，引到永生的那条路是窄的，是小的。
He said the road that leads to eternal life is small and narrow.
并且主说呢，找到的人也少。
And it's a very few who will find it.
这是主的话。
This is the Lord saying.
可见今天很多人信主，但是找到这条路的人却不多，走上路的人不多。
So we know that a lot of people believe there's only very few that can find this way.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你觉得你是不是已经找到这条路了
？And brothers and sisters, I don't know whether you have found this
way. 我要承认呢，直到现在，我还常常在主面前跟主说：“主啊，求你将你的道、你的路指示我。”
And many times until this day, I still pray the Lord often, Lord, please show me your way.
第二个
Secondly,
这条路是里面的道路。
This way is an inward way.
不是外面去模仿，外面去做一些事情。
It's not the outward of copying what other people do.
弟兄姊妹，外面容易。
It's very easy to do outward acts.
里面需要圣灵的帮助。
But inwardly, we need the help of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵来了，就进到我们的灵里面。
When the Holy Spirit comes, He came into our spirit.
就把天带到我们身上来。
He will bring heaven down to us.
他从我们里面做工，改变我们。
He worked on the inward being and to change us.
在里面成为我们的供应，成为我们的力量。
He became our strength and providence inside us.
所以我们看见了保罗讲，唯有里面受的割礼才是真割礼。
Says Paul said, only the inward circumcision is true circumcision.
我们的耳朵受过割礼。
Our ears have been circumcised.
我们的心受过割礼。
Our heart has been circumcised.
把那一切从肉体来的对付掉。
And to deal with everything that come from our flesh.
我们快快讲啊，第三个。
Thirdly.
以耶稣基督做道路了，我们要活在信心的原则里面。
As we take Jesus as our way, we have to live in the principle of faith.
第四个呢，我们以主耶稣做道路，跟随他走十字架的路。
Fourthly, we have to take the way of the cross.
主讲到门徒们跟随他，他说我们就要舍己，背起自己的十字架，天天的来跟从。
And Jesus says, those who follow me must deny themselves and take up their cross daily to follow me.
第五个哈，我们今天以基督为道路，我们看见了神的心意是在教会中。
So fifthly, we know that God's heart is in the church.
神他只对一件事情有兴趣。
He's only interested in one thing.
就是他儿子所救赎回来的教会。
It's the church that had been saved by his son.
在整个宇宙中，神只做一件工作。
In the whole universe, God only do one thing.
我说神呢，就是父子圣灵只做一件工作。
When we say God is God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
就是要得着堕落的人类，救赎他们回来，成为基督的身体。将来做基督的心腹。
So he wants to take hold of the human race, deliver them and save them, and make them to be a church, and one day to be together with him.
所以今天我们走路的时候哈，我们要看见这个点。
So as we take this way, we must see this.
我刚才讲那一个年轻的弟兄。
I mentioned that young man.
他蒙恩得救了以后啊，也没有人教他，他想侍奉主，他觉得很自然，应该去读神学院。
And we remember this brother, he very naturally he felt that after he was saved that he should go to seminary.
他就读了神学院。
So he went to seminary.
他成绩非常的好。
He got very good score.
所以教授们就鼓励他，你去读神学博士。
So the professor encouraged him to take the PhD.
他就到芝加哥一个很有名的神学院呢，
so、he
在那个神学院的新约权威的教授底下受教，
so、
好好的读圣经。
So he went to Chicago and studied after, under a professor who is authority of the New Testament.
所以学校的教授觉得这个学生非常的有前途，将来留在学校继续做教授好了。
And then the professor felt that this young man has a future, maybe he can stay back in the seminary and be a professor.
但是他 真是一个读圣经的人。
But truly, he's the one who studied the Bible.
主开他的眼睛，看见了神的心意是在教会里面。
And God opened his eyes. He see that God's heart is in the church.
不是在学院里面。
It's not in academics.
所以他快拿到 PhD 的时候，他就跟他教授说呢，我停学休学了，我要去牧会去了。
So after he received his PhD, he told his professor, I'm going to go to be a pastor in a church.
当他去牧会以后，他发现了教会是什么呢？必须是基督做元首。
And
我们是他身上的肢体，一切要听他的管制的。
So as he pastored the church, he realized that Christ had to be the head, as the body had to listen to him.
他就发现他自己服侍的这个团体呢，有一套的规章，有一套的组织。有一套的仁义，他说这些变成头了，那这个不是教会。他告诉我说，我下个礼拜回家就辞职。
So he realized as he worked in the church, he realized there's so many human traditions and a pattern of things to follow. Everything is from men. He said, next week I'm going to go home and just resign.
这个叫做学习走道路。
This is how we should learn to take the way.
我们要走在这条生命的窄路上。
We have to walk in this narrow way of life.
几年多少时候我们可以这样走，可以那样走？人建议我们看起来很方便，啊，有效率。弟兄姊妹，不一定神认可。
So every time we think this way is good, that way is more efficient. This is how people suggest. We thought this is approved way of God.
当我们认识这条西安的大道。
But if we know of this path that leads to Zion,
我们会摸到那个爱的道路。
We will touch on the way of love.
发现主在我们里面扩大我们的度量。
We can see that how the Lord has broadened our heart inside us.
那么当我们实际的来走这条道路的时候，
But in reality, as we walk on this way,
我们明白了耶稣基督做道路的意义和原则。
So we understand the meaning of walking the way and what is the principle of this way.
我们昨天讲了，这道路就是要来实行的。
And we said yesterday that the way is to walk on.
在实行的上面有一些的提醒。
As we practice walking, there are some reminders.
所以刚才我们读到耶利米书，神借着耶利米告诉我们。
And God through Jeremiah had told us.
他说，当你们站在岔路口的时候，你们要停下来。
He said, stand at the crossroads and look.
好，要站住，要查看。
To stand and look.
好，弟兄姊妹们，这告诉我们说，今天呢，我们到了一个情况，前面有好多看起来都是可以走的路。
Because sometimes we have come to a point that there are so many ways that we can take.
一个谨慎的人，一个真正跟随耶稣的，跟以主耶稣做道路的人，我们要学习的，要站住。
So one who want to take the way and be careful and care about what God thinks,
来查看
he will stop and look.
什么叫做查看呢？
What does it mean by look?
就是今天前面看起来好像很多路，要认识哪一条是正路。
So as there are many ways, we have to find the right way.
要分辨哪些是仇敌的诡计，来破坏，还有人带来的错误。
We have to discern what is of the devil and also the human errors.
我想从圣经里面举一点例子哈。
I want to
在人类的历史、教会的历史中，仇敌所带来的似是而非的路。
I have to take example from the Bible where we see how the devil show us some ways that seem to be right.
第一条呢，是在最古老的人类第一次的敬拜上面就显出来的。
The first one is the oldest one is how they worship.
我想我们读一下启示录前面的一卷犹大书。犹大书第十一节，我读给大家听。
I'll read for you.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
Woe to them! They have taken the way of Cain. They have rushed for profit into Balaam's error. They have been destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
我们知道这里的他们呢， 不是指着那些抵挡神、不信神的人。
When they say they, they are not talking people unbelievers or rebel against him.
这些他们呢，都是指着有心想要寻求神、想要敬拜神、他们相信主的人。
They are those who care about the Lord, believe in the Lord, and wanted to please Him.
这里讲到三个人呢，他们代表三种错误，并且仇敌借着人性带来的破坏。
Here it mentions three characters. They represent what kind of destruction they have caused.
第一个是该隐的路。
First is the way of Cain.
我们知道该隐呢，他有心要去敬拜神。他就把自己土产中最好的拿去献给神。
You know that Cain wanted to worship God. He wanted to take the best of the field and offer to God.
我们读圣经呢，我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你读到这里有没有一点为该隐抱不平呢？
As we read here, do you feel kind of unfair for Cain?
你看呢，他这么好啊，主神都不领情呢。
He is so good, but yet God did not care.
那我们还有什么路走呢？
What other ways can we take?
我们对主又没有心，又冷淡，甚至有的弟兄姊妹得救的时候说啊，我觉得我功利主义，主不帮我忙呢，我就不信他。
And some people believe, and then they said, you know, if I'm for profit only, if God is not helping me, I'm not going to believe in Him.
弟兄姊妹，巴兰走的路就是想要用自己的义得神的称许。
Okay.
自己对不起该隐。
Cain wanted to gain God's favor by his own righteousness.
但是他没有看见人被罪玷污以后人的义是什么样子。
But he did not know that when a man being stained by his sin, what kind of person that is.
一直到好多年以后神借着先知以赛亚把这件事启示出来。
Until many days later,God had revealed it through prophet Isaiah.
以赛亚说：“我最好的义啊，在神的眼中看呢，也像污秽的破布一样。”
And Isaiah said, "My righteousness is like a dirty rag."
啊，所以弟兄姊妹们，我们不能够用自己的善良、热心或者行为想要讨神的喜悦。
So we cannot gain favor with our enthusiasm and our goodness.
但是我们何等不容易把自己这些东西否定掉了。
But it's so difficult for us to deny these good things of ours.
所以难怪很多人讲哈，神要把我们带到尽头，那么神就在我们身上有起头了。
So many times we say God have to take us to the end, then He started to work in us.
我不晓得弟兄姊妹，你有没有被主带到尽头 ？Rope's end.
Have you ever been brought to a rope's end?
啊，弟兄姊妹，我们发现了，我跟神说，神啊，我什么办法都没有了。
And that we come to the Lord and say there are no way out.
除非我来，你来救我，并且你显明那个救法，我是没有办法的。
And unless you come and deliver me, show me a way out, or else there's no way I can do this.
弟兄姊妹，在个人生活上是这样。
And many times in our individual lives,
在教会侍奉上，主常常也把我们带到这个点。
And also when we serve the Lord always take us to.
我们不能走该隐的路。
We cannot take the road
of Cain. 第二个，他讲到巴兰的路。
You're talking about the way of Balaam.
我们知道巴兰是一个真先知，他是一个外邦的先知。
We know that Balaam is a foreign, but he's a true prophet of God.
并且可以这样讲呢，在圣经里面，他是最早一个先知呢，清楚的把神。他的永远的旨意讲出来。
He is one of the earliest prophets who had explained God's eternal purpose for man.
他看见以色列人呢，他给他们的祝福，那真是从天上来的。
When he saw the Israelites, he just incurred God's blessing upon them.
他说神的名呢，不列在万民中是独居的名。
And these people who live alone.
啊，神的喜悦在他们的身上。
God's favor is upon them.
啊，他是一个真先知。
He's a true prophet.
但是他的结局非常的悲惨。
But his end is very tragic.
为什么呢
？Why?
他看见人要给他工价，他就违背了神，出了另外的主意。
So as he see that man is going to give him wages, and he go by it and his own will.
所以今天我们不能用属灵的得着去做。资格去赚自己的工价。
We cannot use our spiritual qualification as a means to earn profit.
所以弟兄姊妹们，今天好，对不起哈，这次来好多弟兄姊妹对我很客气， 叫我伯牧师，我说对不起，我不是牧师。
And this time, many people come and call me a pastor Bora, but sorry, I'm not a pastor.
因为今天一般人称牧师，把它当作一个职业，当作一个头衔。
And many people just take the name pastor as address the person.
就好像你是医生呢，别人叫你张医生，那是你的职业。
So it become a profession as a Dr. Chang.
我的职业不是牧师。
My career, a profession is not.
我是蒙拣选蒙恩的罪人。
I'm not a pastor. I'm a sinner. I'm a brother being chosen by God.
我讲道不是为了赚钱的。
When I preach, it's not.
不是为了生活的。
It's not for my livelihood.
弟兄姊妹，巴兰他为着这件事情，他出卖了他自己，出卖了神。
Because of this, he sold himself and sold God.
他不仅有这样自己的行为。
Not only have this kind of action.
到启示录第二章十四节讲到他还有巴兰的教训。
And in Revelation chapter 2 verse 14, he even had the teaching of Balaam.
所以告诉我们说，你看啊，这个今天在神儿女们中变得非常普遍，因为一变成教训了，就大家照着去做就是了。
Because this become very common among God's children. If there's a teaching, people would just follow it.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，每一个蒙恩得救的人，都是侍奉神的人。
Everyone who's believing the Lord, they are those who serve the Lord.
我们有功用的不同。
We have different functions.
啊，但是呢，我们没有生命上的不同。
But in life, we are the same.
啊，弟兄姊妹，所以今天的教会里面是有工人，但是呢，工人也是弟兄姊妹。
Yes, there are servants of the Lord in among us, but yet they are also brothers and sisters.
第三个，他讲到呢，这个可拉的背叛中灭亡。
And another, the third one is they're being destroyed in Korah's rebellion.
我们知道可拉呢是摩西和亚伦的堂兄弟。
We know that Korah is a cousin of Moses and Aaron.
他们也蒙拣选，他们在会幕中服事。
They've been chosen to serve the Lord in the tabernacle.
在民数记第十六章里面，我们看见他们呢觉得摩西和亚伦呢太专断了。
And they felt that in recorded in Numbers chapter 16 is that the Moses and Aaron had taken the power by themselves.
他们说呢，耶和华的百姓呢，众人我们都是圣洁的。
And they said that all of Israelites are holy.
为什么仅仅你们两个人呢，常常传神的话，为什么我们不能起来说话呢？
How come only both of you can preach God's word but not us?
弟兄姊妹们，在这里圣灵说呢，他们这样的态度和意念是背叛。
So the Holy Spirit said this kind of mindset and action is rebellion.
他们不是抵挡亚伦或者摩西。
They're not rebelling against Moses or Aaron.
他们是不接受神的主宰权柄的安排。
They do not accept the authority of God, the sovereignty of God, how He had arranged everything.
弟兄姊妹，这些今天在神儿女们中间，常常都变成一条路。
So this among children of God become a way.
我们看见很多神的儿女们呢，另立聚会，因为他对某一个人不满意。
And sometimes people will set another meeting because they're upset with someone.
弟兄姊妹，我们要很小心哈。
We have to be very careful.
如果不是为着真理的缘故。
If it is not for the truth.
我们只为着人情世故的缘故。
Or because just about a personal feeling.
很可能我们就走上了可拉的路。
Very likely we'll take the way of Korah.
我们的可拉、大丹、亚比兰一党呢，最后神的审判是他们活活的下了地狱。
And we see that God's punishment is that they go to hell directly.
那是很可怕的。
It is a very fearful thing.
因为那个灵，那背后的灵是撒旦的灵。
Because the spirit behind them is the spirit of the devil.
撒旦就是自己安排自己，他要超过神的儿子，他要做神。
Satan want to arrange the things around and that he become God himself.
弟兄姊妹，所以在这些点上面，是我们呢站住的时候，要从外面，从里面来审查，来留意。
So as we stand and look, we have to check our inward person and the outward.
另外还有三个点。
And three more points.
一个呢，我们看到在列王记下第十七章。
In Second Kings chapter 17.
21节到23节。
Verse 21 to 23.
我们知道以色列国呢， 在大卫的年间，大卫和所罗门的年间呢，是统一荣耀的一个合一的国度。
And we know that during the reign of David and Solomon, the country is unified.
但是呢，到了所罗门的儿子罗波安做王的时候，国就分裂了。
But yet, when it comes to the son of Solomon, Rehoboam, the nation had been split into two.
那是因为呢，所罗门在他晚年的时候，宠爱外邦的妃嫔呢，就拜了偶像，神的一个审判。
Because this is a punishment from God for Solomon in his older days. He loved those foreign, foreign women, and then he worshipped idols.
所以神将十个支派交给了以法莲人耶罗波安。
So God took 10 tribes and gave it to a person from Ephraim, Jeroboam.
神吩咐耶罗波安说，若是你肯谨守遵行摩西我借着摩西所传的律法
And God told Jeroboam, if you would keep the law of Moses,
行我仆人大卫所行的正道
and take the way of my servant David,
每年呢仍然到耶路撒冷我的家里面去敬拜
and every year would come and worship in my house in Jerusalem,
我就使你的儿女世世代代坐在这十个支派的宝座上
then you will sit in this throne, even to your descendants.
就很简单一件事情
Something very simple.
神非常重视他儿女们在敬拜上面的合一。
And God really emphasized on the unity in worship.
但是耶罗波安呢不放心。
But yet Jeroboam is worried.
他心里想，如果我许可我的百姓去耶路撒冷敬拜，迟早他们还是回到大卫家的管制底下。
And Jeroboam thought that if I would let my people go to Jerusalem, eventually they will go back to under the ruling of David's house.
所以他就做了两个金牛犊。
So he made two golden calves.
一个摆在南边的这个别示巴。
One he put in Beersheba in the south.
另外一个摆在北边的但。
And the other one he put in Dan.
并且他把那些利未人呢，懂得耶和华律法的，通通废掉了。
And he took away, he forsook all the Levites who know about God.
He discharged all the
priests.
不让他们服侍。
So that they cannot serve.
把那些根本不认识神的凡民呢，就立为祭司。
And he established common people who know about God as priests.
而且把节期改了。
Change all the festivals.
他改了八月十五号呢是最大的日子。
He changed August 15 as the biggest day.
告诉我们说他根本不承认神的羔羊。
He denied the Lamb of God.
但是他们名义上他们说这个金牛犊就是耶和华神。
And said this golden calf is your God Jehovah.
我们看见这一个不仅他自己做了。
Not only he did it himself.
以后一直到以色列北国以色列王国。所有的以色列王没有一个脱开这个。
And all the kings after him, they always take the way of the idols.
弟兄姊妹，这是什么呢
？What is this, brothers and sisters？
就是今天我们把神的家教会当作自己的事业。
Is that people take God's house as their own enterprise？
当作自己的 career。
A own career。
当作自己的 territory。
Own territory.
弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的。
And this is very fearful.
而且人脱不开这个东西。
And man cannot forsake this.
我们不要为着自己。
We cannot do it for ourselves.
弟兄姊妹，这条路是不能走的。
We cannot take this way.
第五个。
Fifthly.
就是以色列人呢，他们效法了迦南人的行为。
Is the Israelites learn from the Canaanites?
在出埃及记二十三章那里。
In Exodus chapter 23.
以色列人在摩西带领底下。他们还没有建造会幕之前
，Before they have the tabernacles，
神还没有把山上的样式启示给他们之前
，The Lord had not revealed the pattern of the mountain of the tabernacle to them。
神就吩咐摩西要教导以色列人
，And God told Moses to command the people。
神说：“将来我领你们进到迦南人的地去
，One day I will lead you to the land of Canaan。
你们不可效法当地人的行为。”他们的敬拜的方式
Do not follow the way of the Canaanites how they worship
因为他们是拜偶像的
Because they worship the idols
拜偶像就告诉我们说在一种虚假的光景里面
Because as you worship idol, you are under falsehood.
弟兄姊妹，我们不能把拜偶像的方法拿来敬拜神。
We cannot take the way of worshiping idols to worship God.
这也是一条路啊。
This is another way.
弟兄姊妹，我们看见今天呢，在基督徒中间，我们多少时候啊，不留意这些事情。
And as Christians, sometimes we don't pay attention to these things.
好，我讲一点，可能我以前讲过。
I mentioned this, maybe I mentioned it before.
我们年轻弟兄姊妹呢，可能你们也开始学习侍奉。
And young people also learn to serve.
啊，你要知道，侍奉是有神的原则，有他的道路的。
You know there's way and principle of how to serve him.
我有八年的时间呢，在两个大学校园里面服侍。
I've served the Lord in two campus.
有一次，在一个校园里面，有他们那个。团契的负责弟兄啊，来找我交通。
And one time I was serving the Lord on the campus, and the person in charge wanted to share with me.
那个弟兄很好，从新加坡来，他跟我说。
And this person, this brother is very good. He's from Singapore.
他说：“伯弟兄啊，我有负担传福音。
”And he said, "Brother Bo, I have the burden to share the gospel."
他说：“我还有一年就毕业了。
”And one more year he will graduate.
我要在学校还福音的债。
I want to pay the debt.
我听了很高兴的，我说弟兄啊，好，我们好好祷告，我们一起看看主怎么带领来传。
I was so thrilled. I said, let's pray together and see how the Lord leads us.
啊，他说我已经有意念了。
He said, I already have my thought.
他说我有一个心愿哈，把学校一个最大的 lecture hall 把它租下来，那大概可以坐400多人，也像这样是一个阶梯型的。
And his idea of renting a lecture hall about that can seat about 400 people.
他说：“但是那个那么多人，那么多位置啊，我怕请不到那么多人。”
But there are so many seats. I'm afraid I cannot invite everybody to fill the seats.
他说：“我已经思想了好几个月了，我去请一个魔术师来变魔术。”
And I've been thinking about for a few months. I think I would invite a magician to have a magic show.
所以我到学校贴海报说那一天呢有 magic show， 那就一定会来很多人，都免费的。
So I'm going to put posters all through the campus, and that day the magic show, many people will come.
啊，你知道大家都喜欢看 magic show.
Everybody like to see magic show.
啊，有一个很有名的magician 叫什么 David Copperfield 是。
And there's a very famous magician.
他还不一定有这么多的钱可以请到这么有名的魔术师，但是他想，我至少可以请一个。
And the brother is not rich enough to invite such famous magician, but at least I can invite one.
我一听呢，我就跟他说，这样不好吧。
And when I heard it, I said, no, this is not right.
年轻弟兄姊妹们，你们服侍的时候要去问年长弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters, young people, as you serve, you have to ask the elderly.
因为他们可能在真理上比你清楚。
Because they are more clear in the truth of God.
他们在属灵的事情上失败的经验比你们多一点。
And they have more experience of failure than you.
所以他们给你的建议可能是有智慧的话语。
So their suggestions maybe words of wisdom.
也比较靠近主的旨意。
Maybe closer to the will of God.
所以当他们对你说 no 的时候，不要被 hurt.
When they say no to you, don't be hurt.
不要被 offended.
Or be offended.
啊，不要生气。
And don't get angry.
那一个年轻弟兄啊，我跟他说这样不好吧？他说伯弟兄，那怎么办呢
？So as I said, this is not good, brother. And he said, what should we do then?
我说主的工作要用主的方法，走主的道路。
And I said, God's word has to follow God's
way to do it. 如果你用魔术的方法传福音，人以为福音就是魔术。
As you have this magic show, people thought the gospel is like magic.
我知道魔术背后都是幻觉，对不对
？And you know that behind magic.The illusion.
对，都是幻觉，它不是真实的。
They are not true. They are just illusions.
他想想这个也有道理。
And he thought about it, it's just true.
过了一个礼拜，他还说：“伯弟兄，好，我放下我的意见。但是我那个厅已经租了，怎么办呢？400人呢。”
After a week, he said, "Brother, that is true. But what I'm going to do? I already rented a lecture hall. 400 people had to come."
后来大家想在一起祷告哈，说我们用诗歌吧做见证。
So later, as we pray, we should say, "Oh, maybe we should use hymns and testimonies."
我说那诗歌可以啊。
Sounds okay.
那么到了要传福音那一天呢，我们早上就开始禁食。
So the day of the gospel meeting, from the morning we started fasting.
聚会是下午。
And the meeting is in the afternoon.
所以中午啊，我们禁食祷告完以后，我们就吃午饭，因为不能饿着肚子去。
So after we fast and pray, we ate something.
啊，吃午饭的时候，他把我拉到一边，他在发抖啊。他说：“伯迪兄，怎么办呢？”
And so after lunch, he just pulled me aside.
那真的就是我们几个人，我们在那里唱诗歌。
He said he was just shaking. He said, "Oh, what are we going to do? Only a few of us here."
我跟他说：“我们已经祷告了。”那这是主的事，就不是你和我的事。
And I said, as we have prayed, this is God's business, not our business
anymore. 我们只要相信安息就好。
We just have to believe and rest.
就那一天很奇妙啊。
Amazingly.
啊，到聚会的时候，会场里面坐得满满的。
Amazingly, that day, the whole lecture hall is filled
with people. 还有人站在后面。
Even people standing behind.
唱诗歌的时候，主的灵就在那里做工。
As we are singing, the Spirit is working.
当弟兄起来传福音呢。那天呼召说好多人站起来决志。
So when the people, when the speaker is doing the calling, lots of people stood up.
我为什么要讲这个见证呢
？Why would I share this testimony?
因为迦南人有很多的做法。
Because Canaanites had many ways.
但是它是虚假的。
But these are the ways of falsehood.
是拜偶像的原则。
Because the principle of worshiping the idol.
今天我们把那个也弄进来。
And sometimes we took those ways.
弟兄姊妹，神就收回他的同在。
And then God will withdraw His presence from us.
在音乐方面，迦南人最会音乐。
Canaanites expert in music.
你知道撒旦呢，在他那里有精美的古笛啊。
You know, in Satan, he had beautiful songs and rhythms.
今天多少时候，神的儿女们呢，效法世界啊。世界流行什么音乐，我们今天在教会就唱什么音乐。
And many times we follow the way of the world, whatever is popular, and the church will do the same thing.
你知道那些教鬼的人呢，都奏乐的。
You know those who had a communication with the devil, they also had music too.
这些路我们不能走啊。
We cannot take those ways.
今天很多基督徒的聚会哈。
In many of the gathering of God.
它就像一个秀一样。
It's like a show.
那些在台上的。什么时候哪一个人上台，他们都 rehearse 好的，都有 cue 的。
And everything is being rehearsed.
啊，什么人站上去弹这个琴，什么人打鼓，什么都弄好的。
So everything is prepared. Whoever is singing, whoever will be beating the drum.
我有一个同学是一个很好的弟兄。
I have a friend, and he's a very good
brother. 他年轻的时候就跑过很多这些，看到很多的路。
He has seen many ways when he was young.
所以我开始服侍他，同场跑到我们聚会来。
So as I started to serve
the Lord, 他准备了好几个牌子。
And he prepared.
我站上台的时候，他就第一个牌子举给我看，大声一点。
He prepared many posters, and as I stand, he will show me at the first. 再
过不久，
他说：“
你该讲笑话了。”
And in another poster, you should crack some jokes now.
再一个牌子说：“你该下台了。”
And next one, you should come down now.
我就问他：“你是从哪里学来的？”
Where did you learn all these things?
我去看了好多聚会，他们都这样有 cue 的嘛。
And I see that.
我是帮助你啊。
I'm trying to help you and show you all these cue cards.
弟兄姊妹们，这些路不能走。
We cannot take on those ways.
每一个神的儿女们都必须跟随在里面的圣灵。
Every Christian should follow the Spirit in him.
神的灵在我们里面，神的灵在我们众人中间。
Because the Spirit is in us and among us.
当圣灵在这里掌权的时候，基督做元首，那就是实际。
When the Spirit is here, He rules here, and the Lord is sovereign, and then that's the reality.
我们不能效法迦南人的行为。
We cannot follow the way of the Canaanites.
我们知道耶洗别把这个东西带进了北国。
We know that Jezebel brought all these ways into the northern kingdom.
然后他的女儿把这个东西带进了南国，就是亚他利亚后来篡位的那个。
And then her daughter Alitalia brought it to the southern kingdom.
后来北国灭亡了，犹大国也灭亡。
After the collapse of the northern kingdom, soon later the southern kingdom also collapsed.
我盼望大家读圣经。我们能够读出这些。
I hope when you read the Bible, you can discern these things. The last way that we cannot take.
在启示录第二章第六节第十五节。
And it's in Revelation chapter 2, verse 5 and 6.
讲到尼哥拉一党人的行为和尼哥拉一党人的教训。
It's talking about the practices and teaching of the Nicolaitans.
好，我们知道很多人去查这个尼哥拉到底是谁。
And many people look in the check. What is the Nicolaitans?
我们只找到一个哈，就是耶路撒冷教会啊，设立执事的时候，那七位执事中有一个叫做尼哥拉。
We find out that there was one of the seven deacons in the Church of Jerusalem. His name is Nico.
但是我们没有看见任何的记载，这个尼哥拉曾经跑到小亚细亚去。
And that It's recorded that this person went to Asia Minor.
因为启示录写作的方式啊，它是用表号的方式。
Because the way that Revelation is being written is by symbols.
所以很多的这个人名啊，或者是事物啊，它都是一个记号，是一个表号。
So many people's name or events that are being represented by symbols.
所以有一些在主面前受教的人，他们说尼哥拉这个字啊，你把它从希腊文打开来的话，它就是在众人之上的意思。
And so the word Nicolaitans meaning above everybody else.
他有一个行为，就是在神儿女们的聚会中啊，他要把自己弄得比别人高。
His way is to elevate himself higher than all brothers and sisters.
我们知道这个在旧约时代呢，因着以色列百姓呢，他们失败了，所以神才拣选了利未支派。
So in the Old Testament, we see that because the Israelites had sinned, so God had chosen the tribe of Levites to serve him.
他的目的还是要带领所有十二个支派都成为侍奉神的人。
So his God's purpose is have them lead all the Israelites to worship God.
那是一个权宜的做法。
This is a tradition at that time.
到了新约时代，主耶稣成全了救赎。
But yet in the New Testament, Christ accomplishes salvation.
在全神的儿女们中间，我们是圣洁的子民，我们乃是有君尊的祭司。
And we as Christian, it is individual, we are the holy people. We are royal priesthood.
每一个真正重生得救神的儿女，我们都是侍奉神的人。
Everyone who's born again are those who serve the Lord.
只是我们每个人的功用和我们侍奉的方式不一样。
But our functions are different. Ways are different.
我们都应该成为一个侍奉的人。
But we all should be the ones who serve.
在功用上面有区别。
And there's difference in our functions.
但是我们没有地位上的区别。
But yet there's no difference in our position.
弟兄姊妹们，但是尼哥拉一党人的行为和教训，就是在教会中呢有了阶级了。
But yet, and the practice and the teaching of Nicolaitans, there is different caste or status of people.
有或者有这个 hierarchy.
A hierarchy.、Right.
你知道哈，在旧约呢，祭司有他们祭司的体系的。
Because in the Old Testament, the Levites has his own system.
所以后来呢，我们看见从第二世纪以后，一直到天主教发展出来，就有了圣品的阶级。
Because they have the priestly system, and then from the second century until later on, and in the Catholic Church, they have the clergy system.
只有圣品的阶级的人可以读圣经。
Only the clergy system people in it, they can read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，今天如果你我不读圣经啊，我们是放弃一个特权。
If we, you and I would not read the Bible, we have forsaken our privilege.
撒旦就是喜欢的。给我们一个限制，不准你们读圣经。
Satan want to restrain us, said you cannot read the Bible.
我们碰见有从苦难出来的弟兄姊妹啊，他们说，当环境不许可他们读圣经的时候，有人背一节圣经，他眼中就流泪了。
There are times in places where the people under suffering, they have lost freedom. As one read one verse, that their tears will come down.
弟兄姊妹们，只有那些圣品阶级的人，他们才有资格祷告。
Only those clergy people in clergy system, they have the privilege to pray.
弟兄姊妹，这些都是破坏神的旨意的。
These destroy the will of God.
破坏基督身体的。
And destroy the body.
好，我们知道，在16世纪，马丁路德把真理恢复以后
，We know in the 16th century when Martin Luther restored the truth.
一般称作呢新教或者叫做更正教。
They said this is the Church of the Reformation.
或者在西方的英语里面称的这个叫做 Protestant.
And they call them the Protestants.
就是我们的抗议，我们不要。照着天主教的方式做，我们要回到圣经里面。
We protest against the Catholic Church and want to go back to the Bible.
但是在侍奉上面仍然留下了一个后遗症，就是牧师的制度。
But yet it left something behind is the system of the pastor.
所以神的儿女们中间还是有等级的。
So as if there is hierarchy among brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，有的时候啊，我们对侍奉主的人恭敬一点。是感谢主。
We thank the Lord sometimes we
restore more honor. 但它并不是一个特殊的阶级。
honor to those who serve the Lord, but yet they are not in special level
in the hierarchy.
Jesus, when he was on earth, he's the one who served others.
甚至连门徒们都躺下来要坐席了，主耶稣脱去外衣，束上带子为他们洗脚。
As the disciples, he just sat down on the benches when Jesus took off his clothes and just washed their feet.
主说在外邦人中间，他们有君王、有大臣来管制他们。
And Jesus said, among the Gentiles, they have kings, they have princes to rule over them.
主说只是在你们中间不可以这样。
But the Lord said, among you, it shouldn't be like this.
你们不要称任何人做父亲。
Do not call other people father.
也不要称任何人做老师。
Or call other people teacher.
因为你们只有一位父，就是在天上的神。
You only have one father who is a heavenly father.
你们只有一位教师。
Only one teacher.
当然就是我们的主自己。
Only the Lord himself.
今天圣灵来住在我们里面，做我们的教导。
And also the Holy Spirit dwells inside us as our teacher.
弟兄姊妹，并不是说今天在教会中没有这些的恩赐。
Not that we don't have these kind of people with gifts.
我们在神的家中啊，若是成熟了，要有为父的心，爱弟兄姊妹。
As a Christian mature, he would have a fatherly heart to love all the brothers and
sisters. 我们不能有任何一个感觉，这个人讨厌了，把他赶出去。
We cannot say this person is so disgusted, we're going to drive him out of the
church. 我们的地上的父母亲啊，儿女再不好，他也爱他的。
Even the parents of this earth, even the children is not good, they still love them.
所以主要我们要有为父的心来走这条路。
So the Lord wants us to take a fatherly heart.
尼格拉一党人的教训的时候,
but yes, with the Nicolaitans,
我们看见呢，在教会里面就有一个制度, 那就不是一个生机体了。
And so become a system and not an organism.
所以有人讲啊，做牧师，在台上做父亲，下了台就做儿子。
So some people say a pastor like a father in the church, but as he come down from the pulpit, he become a son.
这就像摩西的孙子啊，他做了但支派的家祭司，就是他在台上啊，他就做祭司，下了台就做但的儿子。
So, on the pulpit, he became like a father to others, but yet when he come down from the pulpit, he became a grandson.
弟兄姊妹,
just like person
我为什么要讲这些? 因为这跟每一个弟兄姊妹有关。
Why do I mention this? Because it's related to every one of us.
我们今天做一点决定, 我们要聘牧, 要做这个, 弟兄姊妹, 你要好好问主。
So, as we do this and that, want to find a pastor, we have to carefully seek the Lord.
你是不是在以耶稣基督做道路?
Are you taking Jesus as your way?
我盼望圣灵 能够把他自己的心意告诉我们。
May the Spirit show us what is in his heart.
当我们认识仇敌这些破坏以后,
as we understand and discern the work of the devil,
先知耶利米说, 不仅你站住查看，你还要去访问古道。
And that in Jeremiah it says, not only you stand and look, and you have to look at the ancient paths.
你要去 seek for the ancient paths, 要去寻找。
You have to seek for the ancient path.
我们要等候。
We have to wait upon the Lord.
我们刚才读到，在旧约时代有两个人，他们认真的到神面前祷告说：“我的神啊，求你将你的道路指教我。”
So we have read two passages about two persons about how they come before the Lord and said, "Lord, may you teach me your way."
我们知道摩西说：“如果我不认识你的道路，我就不真正认识你。”
If I do not know your way, then I really do not really know you.
是不是? 我们认识一个人呢, 有深浅的分别。
When we know a person, there's a depth.
有的人呢, 我们就是, 这个点头之交。
Sometimes we will just nod, and that's kind of a friendship.
你认识他, 你不能跟他一起, 做一件重要的事情,
but
因为不知道他的为人。
Because you cannot do important things with that person because you don't know how he behaves.
但是我们知道他行事为人的法则, 那我们对这个人就有一定程度的认识。
So if you know a person, how his principle is, then you know that person well.
弟兄姊妹, 这就是摩西他对神的一个爱慕。
This is how Moses longed for God.
我们常常唱诗歌说, 我渴慕你, 渴慕你, 我们都是很情绪化的, 我叫这个 melancholy。
And many times when we sing how we long for him, and I call this like a melancholy.
那是一个很情绪化的一种东西，不是的。你真要认识神，你要认识他的法则。
If you want to truly know a person, you must know his ways.
那么碰见事情来的时候，你对别人撒旦这样说， 你说不，我的神不是这样的。
So you have to know that.
你知道怎样征战。
You know how to fight in the warfare because if the Satan tells you this, you will say no to him.
我们在人生中有没有碰过这种事情呢
？Have you encountered such things
in your life? 有人到我面前讲我的好朋友，说他怎样怎样对你不好。
So if people come to me and say your good friend say you are like this and that,
我就问他真的吗
？And I would say, is that true?
因为他你讲的不是我认识的他。
Because the way you describe is not the way I know my friend.
弟兄姊妹，这是摩西的祷告。
This is Moses' prayer.
他说：“我真要认识你，我的心渴慕你。”
My heart long for you. I truly want to know you.
这叫做真正的渴慕。
This is true longing.
啊，我们有的时候就是一点情绪的，这个渴慕一出门就没有了。
Sometimes we only have this kind of emotional feeling as we walk out the door, it's all lost.
我们真正的认识神是经过我们生活中侍奉中刻骨铭心的经历。Well,
that longing truly is experience that how we encounter God in our daily life and how we serve the Lord.
请原谅我这样讲。
Please forgive me to say
this. 今天这个时代真正渴慕神的人很少很少。
And truly there's so very few who truly long for him.
热心的人很多。
A lot of people who are very enthused.
为主出主意想办法的人很多很多。
Many people who will think for God have many methods and ways.
真正渴慕神的像摩西他们那样的真的很少。
For those who truly long for him like Moses, it is very few.
我是讲我自己。
I'm talking myself.
所以我一直到今天，我常常求主怜悯。
Even up to this day, I always ask Lord, be merciful upon me.
主啊，怜悯我。
Have mercy upon me.
让我认识你的道路。
May I know your way.
我的孩子们都知道。
My children know.
我每一天晚餐在餐桌上，我跟我的姊妹都是这样祷告。
And every dinner at dinner time, we always pray this way.
主，我不够认识。
I really do not know you enough.
弟兄姊妹们，另外一个求认识神道路的是大卫。
Another person who seeks the way of the Lord is David.
诗篇二十五篇，整篇就是大卫求认识神道路的祷告。
The whole Psalm chapter 25 is a prayer of knowing God's way.
他说：“我等候我的神。”
He said, "I wait upon you, Lord."
这什么意思呢？他像仆人一样，恭敬的、安静的。等候他的神。
He's like a servant waiting, waiting at his feet.
求你将你的道路指示我。
Show me your way.
把你的真理教导我。
Show me your truth.
赐给我谦卑的心，引导我这个罪人走你的正路。
He said, guide the humbles in what is right.
大卫认识他自己的败坏。
And David know of his own corruption.
因为他真的失败过。
Because he had failed before.
在个人的道德生活上面。你我可能都没有他那么坏。
Maybe in the morality, we are not as bad as him.
我们知道，他夺了别人的妻子，然后用谋杀的方式把他忠心的将军杀死了。
He had taken someone's wife and murdered is a loyal general.
我们读到这里啊，难怪很多以前那些那些自认有道德修养的人，一读圣经读到这里就这个神我不信了。
And so many people who have high morals, when he read this, he would just close the Bible. I would not want to take this God.
因为他觉得像大卫这样的人，像这些人，怎么都可以记载在圣洁的书上呢
？And how can all these bad things can be recorded in this holy book?
弟兄姊妹，这说出我们蒙恩呢、啊，我们要看见我们天本相的败坏。
As we have been enlightened, we should see our own corruption.
我不过是个罪人，蒙了主的恩典。
I'm just a sinner saved by grace.
所以我年轻的时候有一位帮助我的年长弟兄。
When I was young, there was an elderly brother who helped me.
他告诉我说，他说我常常啊被主提醒我可怕的失败。
The Lord always remind of my terrible failures in life.
他说每一次啊。当我觉得我自己是什么的时候，回去主就让我看见，我不过就是那个样子。
Every time when I think that I'm something else, the Lord show me I'm my real self.
他说我就谦卑下来。
Then I humble myself.
救我脱离那个自以为是、自以为义的光景。
And Lord save me from my own self-righteousness.
弟兄姊妹，这是寻求主道路的路。
This is the way how we seek God's way.
最后他能够学会敬畏主。
And then later on, he learned how to fear God.
神必将他的道路指示敬畏他的人。
He will instruct the ones who fear God in the way chosen for him.
这个叫做访问古道。
This is talking about how we stand and look for the ancient path.
弟兄姊妹, 访问古道, 是我们在主面前个人的生活。
This is our personal living before the Lord.
然后呢, 我们要行走在其中。
And we must walk in it.
我们要走主的道路, 以主为我们的道路。
So as we take Jesus as our way,
我们实在需要主的吸引。
We need the Lord to draw us.
有一个荣耀的目标, 主的自己成为我里面的吸引。
So there's a glorious purpose that He Himself it become our attraction.
这个荣耀啊, 带来, 使我们里面力上加力。
And this drawing gives us strength upon strength.
啊, 哥罗西书第一章, 保罗讲到, 照着他荣耀的全能啊, 使你们力上加力。
In Colossians, it talks about how because of His glory, we have strength upon strength.
According to the might of His glory, so you will have strength upon strength. 弟兄姊妹, 我们得力量, 你只要看见那个荣耀, 你就有力了。
When you see His glory, you'll be strengthened.
我听过一个福州的弟兄做见证。
I have heard the testimony of someone from Fuzhou.
他说他们那里啊, 在文革以后, 有一个大流氓信主了。
And at that time, there is a major thief, a gangster, believe in the Lord.
这信主以后啊, 他怎么信主的呢? 因为他曾经肉身呢, 他喜欢打架, 啊, 结果受伤死掉了, 停在外面要埋了。
So he had involved himself in a fight, and he died. He's ready to be buried.
结果过了几天呢, 人看他这个人都要臭了, 结果他活过来了。
After a few days, he's even smelled, and then he
raised
from death, and he believed in the Lord.
人问他为什么, 他说我灵魂呢, 看见了永生的神。
Because my soul, my spirit has saw the eternal God.
神告诉我说, 我的时候还没有到。
And he told me my time is not yet.
你到地上去啊, 为我做见证。
Go back to earth and testify.
所以他就回来了。
So he came back.
整个人变了。
It totally changed.
以前他以为好的, 他通通放下了。
Before he thought this is good, he forsake it all.
以前他不能控制自己的, 现在一呼喊主, 他就放, 脾气就没有了。
Before something he cannot control himself, when he calls upon the Lord, everything is okay.
我用最粗浅的话和弟兄姊妹讲。
Very simply, I tell you.
弟兄姊妹, 这都是真实的经历。
These are true experience.
我们不过是软弱的人。
We are a person of weakness.
哪一个人可以站在神面前做他的仆人?
How can we stand before him as servant?
如果不是他托住你和我,
because if it's not because of him who's sustaining us.
啊, 我们需要, 走这条道路, 真是需要主的吸引。
How we need God to draw us.
所以多少诗歌啊, 过去的圣徒, 他们常常唱啊。
Many olden saints, they always sing those songs.
我们今天唱第一首诗歌, Fanny Crosby, 他就常常唱, 他说, 啊, 吸引我, 靠近你, 靠近你。
And Fanny Crosby all have this song, Close to Thee, Close to Thee.
有了主的吸引, 还要人的心智。
Besides the Lord's drawing us, also we have to have desire.
啊, 今天呢, 很多时候我们都是有心无力。
Many times we have the heart, but we don't have the strength.
我们都是心灵愿意, 肉体却软弱了。
Our spirit is willing, but our flesh is weak.
这告诉我们心智不够。
Meaning we don't have enough will.
当我们有了心智, 我们还需要肯付代价, 肯接受考验。
When we have the desire and will, we need to pay the cost and stand the test.
当我们 肯这样子来跟随主的时候,
if we are willing to follow the Lord this way,
我们将来必得赏赐,
we will be rewarded.
不仅将来, 就在今生, 我们往前走的时候,
not only in the future, but also now.
当这条路在我们身上, 真的把我这个人磨成他的样式的时候,
as we take on this way and it mold us into the likeness of His Son.
弟兄姊妹, 那就是我个人, 并且那个时代的祝福。
I'll become a blessing, not only to myself, also to that generation.
我们在旧约时代啊, 摩西寻求神的旨意, 他的那个时代就蒙福。
As Moses seek for God's will, and that generation was blessed.
当大卫起来寻找神的道路, 那个时代就复兴。
As David searched for God's way, and that generation be revived.
弟兄姊妹, 你愿不愿意做一个走主道路的人?
Are you willing to take the way of the Lord?
箴言第四章第十八节。
In in Proverbs chapter 4 verse 18.
他说，但是义人的路好像黎明的光，越照越明，直到日午。
Righteous is like the gleam of the dawn, shine brighter until the full day.
我们以在基督之外，以别的事物做我们的道路的。
If we take anything besides the Lord as our way,
弟兄姊妹，迟早我们会发现，那走不通是一条死路。
Sooner or later, we find out this is a dead end. There's no way for us.
唯有当我们认定耶稣基督做我们的道路。
As we take hold of Jesus as our way.
弟兄姊妹，这何等好啊！他说，我们的路好像黎明的光。
Our way is like the gleam of the dawn.
啊，这几天呢，我醒得比较早。
This few mornings, I woke up earlier.
好像没有时差一样，五点多钟就醒来，外面还朦朦胧胧的。
And this, there's no change of time for me.
我开开窗子看看呢，
这
黎明的光慢慢亮起来。
I see the dawn become brighter and brighter.
我又回去安静，再到六点钟，外面就整个金黄色了。
And at 6 o'clock, everything is golden.
弟兄姊妹，这说出基督徒啊。里面和外面的见证。
It's talking about the testimony of a Christian, inward and outward.
而且这条路越走越明了，到了中午它没有黄昏的。
And the way become brighter and brighter.
我住在西海岸，我们城里面到处都是 sunset.
And I live in the West Coast, everywhere is sunset.
因为那边是西海岸的，太阳从那边下去了太平洋去了。
Because the sunset on the West Coast.
啊，西方人很喜欢 Sunset Boulevard。
And Westerners love Sunset Boulevard.
我喜欢黎明的部落啊。
I like the dawn boulevard.
而且我喜欢 noontime 的。
I like the noontime.
弟兄姊妹，这是神给我们的应许和祝福。
This is a blessing, a promise and blessing of
the Lord. 若是我们以耶稣基督为道路，你会越走越丰富。
As if you take the Jesus as our way, our way will become more and more abundant.
越走越明亮。
Brighter and brighter.
越走里面的说不出来，满有荣光的喜乐，越真实。
And inside things are more real and have a more glorious joy.
越走越安息。
And more and more restful.
我已经把今天时间用完了。
Already used the time for today.
所以这真理我不知道有没有时间讲。
I don't know we have time to talk about truth.
明天讲真理和生命。
Tomorrow we talk about truth and life.
要不然呢就留着。将来若是主许可
I will save it for another time if the Lord is willing.
主做道路是非常非常重要
But it's so important to take Jesus as our way.
弟兄姊妹我们如果在人生中如果有了路我们就自己蒙福
If we have the way in our life, we are truly blessed.
我们也叫我们周围的人蒙福
And also people around us will be blessed also.
摩西是一个有路的人。
Moses is the one who has this way.
大卫是一个有路的人。
And David also has this way.
但是照着天性他们和你我都是一样。
But according to an nature, we are the same.
为什么他们会有路呢?
How come they have the way?
因为他们寻求。
Because they seek the way.
他们肯走这条路。
They're willing to walk on this way.
我看见今天很多人呢，年轻的时候非常 smart.
I see that young people are very smart.
有的人呢，很年轻就得着了地上很多的这些地位、学问、学位。
I see that there are a lot of young people. They have all these degrees and everything when they were young.
但是他一进到社会，不过几年就没有路走了。
But after they enter into society, after a few years, they have no way out.
我想我们做父母亲要教导我们孩子。
As parents, we should teach our children.
要认定耶稣做我们的路。
And take hold of Jesus as our way.
我既然不需要讲完，我就稍微再讲一点。
So if I don't have to finish what I'm supposed to speak, I'm going to say a little more.
我讲一点实际的见证。
I'll give you some real testimony.
这是一位年长侍奉主的仆人。
This is a servant who served the Lord.
他从小要生长在一个敬虔侍奉主的基督徒家庭。
He grew up into a very devout Christian home.
他的父亲在他们小的时候就常常领他们一家孩子们有家庭的读经和敬拜。
His father always gathered all his children together since they were young to have a Bible reading.
在吃晚饭以前，他父亲读完圣经，带他们跪下来，为他们孩子一个一个祷告。
The father before dinner will pray together for each one and kneeling on the floor.
他父亲做了美好的榜样。
The father has set a very good example. 在孩子心里面种下了敬虔的种子。And has planted a seed of reverence in their heart.
所以他自己以为他是一个神的儿女。
So he thought that he was a child of God.
但是他说那个时候他祷告主耶稣啊，好像这个女婿叫岳父一样。
And so at that time, as we pray to the Father,
我是有女婿。
As if
他刚跟我女儿做朋友的时候到我家来啊，他都叫我 Uncle 伯，叫得很自然。
And
Uncle 都当叫得很自然，对不对
？And as we as he prayed to God, is like what?
等到他跟我女儿订婚了，我就跟我女儿讲，你要暗示他要叫我爸爸了。
And it is something like his own experience of the daughter marrying a son-in-law. In the beginning, he called him Uncle Bo. But later on, he said, "You should teach him to call me father."
好，那么我也跟我女儿讲，你去他家，你看到他爸爸妈妈要叫 Daddy 妈妈咪。
And also, when you go to his house, you should call his parents father and mother.
我女儿说 "No problem," 没问题，我可以。
She said, "No problem, I can do that."
那么。有一天我的女婿来跟我讲
One day my son-in-law came and
他叫我 daddy
He called me daddy
I have no problem calling you that daddy
I have no problem calling you daddy
只是觉得好像怪怪的
But it seemed a little strange
Very strange 弟兄姊妹这就是哈，因为到底他不是我生的 这叫做 son-in-law 对不对
so,
是律法把我们摆在一起
It's a son-in-law
所以他是我的儿子
Not a true son
这个弟兄他就讲
so, this
在他十五岁以前他称主耶稣的时候，就好像女婿叫爸爸一样，是 law 把他扮演一起。爸爸在这里，所以我就要祷告啊，所以叫天父主耶稣。
Before he was 15 years old, when he called the Heavenly Father, seemed a little awkward and strange.
但是在他十四岁的时候
，But when he was 14 years old,
不知道什么时候。圣灵开始在他身上做工。
And somehow the Holy Spirit started work in his heart.
他感觉自己需要蒙拯救。
He felt he need to be saved.
他感觉自己心思意念里面有污秽有败坏，他需要蒙拯救。
And he realized that there's corruption in his mind, and he need to be saved.
他就开始祷告、祈求、寻找。
He started to pray and seek for the Lord.
这样有一年的时间。
About a year.
到最后精疲力竭，他想啊，大概我这个人没希望了。
He was so exhausted of seeking, and at the end, he said, "Maybe I'm just hopeless."
就在他自己这样好像放下的时候
，as he forsake all his efforts,
圣灵在他里面把基督活化出来。
And yet the Holy Spirit had put Jesus in his heart.
他遇见了主。
He encountered Christ.
他重生得救了。
He became a born again Christian.
啊，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是不得了的事情。
This is something great.
我想我们中间年轻人每一个都会有这样的经历。
I hope every one of the young people have this kind of experience.
我自己也是这样。
I'm like that too. I experience him.
那么，但是那个时候啊，他对于信主啊。就有自己一套的观念。
But yet he has a way of thinking of being of believing in Christ.
有一次他参加一个特别聚会。
One time he went to a special meeting.
啊，那个传道人就讲奉献。
And the preachers talk about offering yourself to the Lord.
啊，而且背后挂一个中国的大地图。
And also there's a big map of China.
就问了，你们主耶稣这么爱你们，哪一个愿意奉献自己爱主的？
Jesus loves you so much. Anyone who want to dedicate themselves to the Lord?
那时候大家认为奉献就做去做传道人，做宣教士 ，missionary.
At that time, when we talk about dedication, people think that they have to become missionaries.
你们就上台来哈，指你要去的地方，我为你祷告。
You come and pointed out the map where you want to go.
哇，很受感动啊！他就跑到台前去啊，指着这个外蒙古。
And he come and point to
那时候都没有人要去的地方。
Mongolia,
啊，他想我最爱主，我奉献最绝对。
I love the Lord so much, I totally surrender myself to the Lord.
这就是那个时候他认为侍奉主的道路。
He thought this is the way of serving the Lord.
但等到他读大学的时候
，But when he went to college,
有他的同学一个不是同学，一跟他同伴比他大几岁的。
There was a friend a few years older than him.
是一个他们学校的助教。
And he was the assistant professor at that time.
Teaching assistant.
Teaching assistant.
啊，跟他好朋友啊。
Became a friend to him.
常常在一起交通。
They had fellowship together all the time.
就跟他一起读圣经。
And he studied the Bible with him.
啊，跟他读圣经，他才明白呢，信主啊，我们要受尽归入基督。
And that you, as you believe, you must baptize into Christ.
好，所以我们弟兄这几天讲的浸呢，浸告诉我们说，我们整个人是浸到水里面，水在我的全身的周围。
So as you are baptized, you're immersed in the water is all around you.
而不是用水洒一洒的。
It's not the sprinkling of water.
因为在圣经里面，神的话语是很准确的。
Because God's word is very correct.
我们不能用人的方便来改变神的话语。
We cannot use our convenience to change the word of God.
啊，所以他明白这个真理啊，他就寻找哪里可以受浸。
So as he understood this truth, he wanted to find a church that can be baptized.
后来他被带到上海。
He was brought to Shanghai.
啊，他，跟一般的弟兄姊妹有交通。
And he had fellowship with the brothers and sisters there.
他就真的有一天呢，他就真的要求他要受浸。
So and one time he asked to be baptized.
啊，所以那边服侍的弟兄说，你愿意受浸，我就给你施浸。
If you're willing to be baptized, I will baptize you.
那么他在那里有交通，他读圣经更读多一点。那时候他们有几个主的路的口号。
And at that time, he studied the Bible, and there are some slogans about God's way.
啊，因为那个时候在中国呢，啊，很多所谓信耶稣基督的人啊，啊，都不明白真理。
So at that time, there's a lot of so-called Christians, but they do not know the truth of God.
啊，他们啊，信主呢，都是名义上的接受了基督。
They are just kind of so-called Christian,
outwardly. 所以他们读真理啊，第一个就问了，你重生了没有？
First, they will ask, "Have you been born again?"
啊，那么重生以后你要受浸。
Secondly, you must have be baptized.
所以第一个就是受浸。
So secondly, you must be baptized.
受浸以后你成为神的儿女，你要纪念主，要擘饼。
So as you become children of God, you must remember the Lord and the breaking of bread meeting.
你如果擘饼了，那么你还要脱宗派。
And also, after break the bread, you have to be away from those denominations.
好，就不在这些。人的教训组织的里面，我们进入基督的身体。
So we enter into Christ, we have to forsake all.
然后我们要承认基督是元首，所以姊妹蒙头。
So you must acknowledge that Christ is your head. You must cover your head.
我看我们聚会有一些姊妹蒙头。
We see some sister cover their heads.
我们知道蒙头啊，是神给姊妹一个荣耀的职分。
So this is a glorious thing for those sisters to cover their heads.
啊，我们常常以为呢，这个就是弟兄可以压姊妹的借口。
And we thought that maybe an excuse that the brother can suppress the sisters.
神啊，用姊妹来预表着教会。
Because God used sisters symbolize the church.
啊，弟兄呢预表基督。
And the brother symbolize Christ.
他说，神是基督的头。
Okay, God is the head of Christ.
那么基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
所以呢，教会啊，姊妹们蒙上头，就告诉弟兄们，你不是头。
So as the sisters cover her head, is telling the brothers,
基督是头。
Christ is the head.
因为我们弟兄们不蒙头，因为我们要预表基督。
Because brothers will not cover their head because they symbolize Christ.
并不是说基督就可以，弟兄就可以做头。
Not that they will become.
弟兄不能出头的。
Brothers cannot be head.
啊，所以明白这个真理的人，一看见蒙头的姊妹，
so,
他本来想要坚持自己的，立刻不坚持。
Brothers who know the truth, when they see the covering on the sister's head, they will not insist their own opinion.
弟兄姊妹，那个时代他们讲这个真理。
They talk about these truths that.
所以他们第四样蒙头。
Fourth, you got to cover your head.
啊，这四样东西啊。他们实习呢，那就有基督的见证。
So as they abide in these four things, they will have the testimony of Christ.
这个弟兄大学毕业呢，就到处去，他就把自己奉献给主，成为主的工人。
He dedicated himself after he graduated from college, become the servant of God.
在各地传福音，建立教会。
He preached the gospel and established church.
就教导他们受浸。
They teach them about baptism.
这个擘饼。
Breaking of bread.
脱宗派。
Away from the denomination covering the head. This is the testimony of Christ.
但是过不了几年，他再去访问这些聚会。
But after a few years, he went back to visit them.
在聚会里面吵吵闹闹，肉体啊，比那些宗派的教会更糟糕。
And these churches are so with so many human things, worse than all the denominations.
勾心斗角的事情多得不得了。
And they how they try to suppress each other.
所以他很痛苦啊。
And he was so painful.
他说：“主啊。” 你的路就这么这样子吗？
He said, Lord, is this your way?
啊，就在那个时候，二次世界大战爆发。
At that time, the Second World War.
他离开中国到了南洋。
He left China and went to another part of Asia.
在新加坡被日本人占领的前一天，他离开了新加坡。
He left Singapore the day before Japanese takeover.
后来他到了印度。
Later he went to India.
有一次我跟他交通，这位年长弟兄说，中国人说倒霉倒到印度国，我就倒霉倒到印度国去了。
He said, I have bad fortune that I have to come to India.
但是在印度有一位英国爱主的姊妹。
But there is a sister from England really loves the Lord.
她有一个夏季度假的别墅。
She has a vacation home.
她就招待了这个年轻的工人。
And she received all these servants of God.
她说我在那里住了两个半月。
I lived there for 2.5 months.
读经祷告，寻求主的面。
Study the word of God and pray and seek God's face.
她说那时候开始在我里面好像有黎明的光出现。
And it started to have a gleam of a dawn.
我问她那什么光呢？
I asked, what kind of light is that?
她说看见主耶稣是我的道路。
I see that Jesus is my way.
这个道路是生命的路。
And this is a way of life.
他教我怎么走的生命的路。
He teach me how to walk on this way.
他从那一天开始，他做每一件事的决定都被这个路管制。
So every time he make decision, he being restrained by this way.
所以我刚刚讲那六个点，请弟兄姊妹要记得。
I talk about 6 points, please remember. 盼
望你行事为人，行走在这个路上。
Everything you do, walk in this way.
你看看。你这个人要得祝福，教会要得平安。
And see that you be blessed and the church will have peace.
愿主祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless his word.
愿这个世代他的道路在他儿女们中间是清楚的。
So we hope that in this generation his way will be clear for all his children.
是许多的人走在这条路上。
That many people will walk this way.
我们能够在这条路上预备好来迎接我们的主。
On this way we prepare ourselves to welcome his coming back.
我们一同有点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
Our dear Lord, we thank you.
我们承认自己的不堪。
We acknowledge our corruption.
我们承认自己的无知。
We acknowledge our ignorance.
主啊，即便我们蒙恩了多年。
Although we have been saved for many years.
主啊，我要到你面前祷告。
I to pray before you, Lord.
求你向我们施怜悯。
May you be merciful upon us.
将你的路指示我们。
Show us your way.
教导我们，并且扶持我们，引导我们走你的道路。
Teach us and guide us in your way.
主啊，给我们一个心智。
Give us a heart.
在主耶稣之外，我别无道路。
Apart from Jesus, there's no other way.
主啊，不论外面的环境怎样。
No matter what our circumstances.
不论我们心里面有什么挣扎或不舍。
Or there are many struggles in our hearts.
主啊，求你帮助我们。
May you help us.
愿你祝福你的儿女们。
May you bless your children.
主啊，让我们走在你自己这条道路上。
May we walk on your way.
愿你的旨意通行在地上。
May your will be done on earth.
如同行在天上。
As if it is in heaven.
我们把心中的赞美、敬拜、感谢都归给你。
We offer our thanksgiving, our adoration and praise to you.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen. Amen.